Hey, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me, boss?
Who do I speak to?
Okay, lovely. Yeah, this is Cole calling. I was just getting back with you for your life insurance benefits here in Maryland. You called in on the 12th for the final expense programs, and your file came back as flagged for review. Did you end up getting that coverage in place?
No.
Okay, no worries. I mean, when you initially called in, what was your main concern? Just covering like a cremation expense or a burial expense?
It was burial expense.
Okay, perfect. Just looking to cover that burial then?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. I mean, burials are anywhere from 10,000 to 15,000, so you know, you would need at least that much to make sure that your family doesn't have to come out of pocket for any sort of final expenses. Outside of covering the burial, were you looking to leave some extra money behind as well?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. I mean, most families leave an additional like 10 to 20,000. So, you know, I'll kind of pull up all the options and see which one would make the most sense for you. It'll just be based on your age and your health. So what's a good date of birth for you, boss?
What was that?
What's a good date of birth for you? Okay, perfect. And do you currently smoke any cigarettes or use any tobacco products?
No.
Okay, perfect. And you just wanted to cover that burial that way, you know, your family doesn't have to start a GoFundMe or sell chicken sandwiches, do something like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, lovely. Well, my name is Cole. I'm the licensed agent. I'll be happy to help you out with that. Do you have any, like, COPD, diabetes, cancer, anything like that, boss?
No.
Okay, perfect. Any like heart attacks, strokes, seizures, stents, or bypasses you've had?
No.
Okay, lovely. And then sometimes there can be transactional fees depending on who you bank with. So, you know, just to pull it up so it's accurate for you, do you use like a major bank or a credit union?
Both.
Okay, lovely, lovely. Yeah, so since you're so healthy, you were able to qualify with the best carrier we work with called Mutuals of Omaha. Have you heard of them before?
Yes. They send me up in the mail every week.
They're already mailing you stuff, huh?
Right.
Gotcha. I hear you. Yeah, so they're the best carrier we work with, been around over 100 years, and they've never missed a payout claim to a family. And then to make sure that, you know, your loved ones don't have to come out of pocket for that burial expense, they're going to have three options here, and you just kind of let me know which one would make the most sense for you. So,
sure.
Okay, lovely. So it's going to be their whole life plan. So it's never going to expire on you. It'll be guaranteed to pay out. And the rates are level. So they'll never go up as you get older or, you know, if you were to get unhealthy. So the first one, this is going to be the bronze. This is going to be the bare minimum in your case. It's going to be a guaranteed $10,000 just to take care of that burial. That way they don't have to come out of pocket. The bronze for the $10,000 is coming in at $66 a month. And then there's going to be the silver tier, which is going to be the $15,000. This is more so what you were looking for because it's going to cover that expense, but also leave some extra money behind as well. The $15,000 is going to be $98 a month. And then lastly, since you're so healthy, they're actually offering you the gold tier. So it's going to be a full $25,000 just to leave the most amount of money behind for them, completely tax-free. And this would be coming in at $162 a month.
$162?
You got it. Now, I always recommend we start small because we could add more coverage on later. And, you know, obviously we want to make sure this is affordable for you. So, you know, kind of between the three, which one would make the most sense for you?
I guess the $15,000.
Okay. The $15,000?
Yeah, so are there any other attachments to that? Like for critical illness or accident or anything like that that goes with it?
Exactly. So what it does is it builds cash value over time. So it kind of acts like a bank account as well where you can always withdraw your money. And then there is an accidental option that you kind of brought up. This would get you an additional $15,000 of coverage you know, if an accident were to happen, but it also pays out in case of any like slips, falls, if anything were to happen, you know, that isn't natural, it'll still pay out even if you are alive, which is pretty unique with the accidental. And that would put you up to 30,000 and it would be coming in at 104 a month. Did you want to go with the 15,000 or did you want to go with the 30,000?
The policy is being in effect as long as I live, and the premium doesn't go up.
Exactly. So the good news is we're getting you locked in today, because once the new year starts on the 1st, they're actually going to increase the rates pretty significantly. So we'll get you locked in today, and then they'll never go up on you in the future. Does all that kind of make sense? Okay, perfect. And did you want to go with the $10,000 option, or did you want to go with the $15,000 here for the family?
So how much would the $10,000 be with the accident?
So the $10,000 with the accidental included, making it $20,000 total, would be coming in at $70 a month. And then the $30,000 would be coming in at $104 a month. Which one of the two would, you know, kind of give you the most peace of mind?
What do you mean, what's affordable right now? It has to be the, you said the $20,000 is how much a month?
It's $70 a month.
And the $30,000 is how much a month?
And the $30,000 is $104. Yes, sir. And then we can always add more coverage on later, which is the great thing. Just getting something in place that way, you know, if something were to happen, your burial is going to be covered at least. And then, you know, when your finances get a little bit better, we can always add some extra money for the family later. So, you know, with that being said, I recommend we start small. Did you want to start with the $10,000 or the $15,000 here?
Probably the $10,000, but how do you make your payments?
So the way that they do it is they draft it once a month on whatever day works best for you. The good news is nothing will start today. We'll just see if we can even get you medically approved for the $10,000.
Right. So how do you make your payment?
Like, what do you mean?
Cash, check, debit card, credit card. How do you make your payment?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So what the carriers do is they're able to set it up automatically to your account. That way you don't have to worry about missing a payment, sending cash in the mail, anything like that. We'll just set it up automatically to your account. That way, you know, you get paid, and then the insurance policy gets paid as well. That way you don't really have to think about it. Did that kind of answer your question?
So no order pay. So can you put that on a debit card or a credit card?
Yeah, we can put it on either a debit or a credit card. They just have to be tied to a valid bank account.
Okay,
perfect. And I mean, you said that you had an account with like a major bank or a credit union, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there shouldn't be any issues there. But what I'll do is I'll pull up the $10,000, you know, see if we can get you medically approved. And then obviously the good news is, you know, no payments would start today. They will just need a solid first and a last name on the application. So just go ahead with that, boss.
Jeff, J-E-F-F. Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Okay, perfect. That was Jeff, last name Hubbard.
Right.
Alrighty, lovely. And then just to confirm your date of birth here, that was 8-1-1957.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then we're going to be covering that burial expense, so that way your family's all good to go. And you're out there in Maryland, correct? You're not like on the road or anything? anything.
Yes, Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland, yes.
Baltimore, Maryland. I've been there a couple times. How do you like it, Jeff?
I've been here all my life, so, you know, it's okay.
You'll like it a little bit if you stay around, I guess.
I wish I could get out of here. I'm in a position where I can't move yet.
Yeah.
Right.
It's tough with the holidays, you know, you're buying all these gifts and things, right?
No, I wasn't able to do that. I'm in a little bind right now.
Oh, I hear you. What do you mean you're in a bind? How so?
I'm in a financial crunch right now.
Oh, you're in a financial crunch. Okay.
Right.
Well, you know, with that being said, I want to make sure that the $10,000, that'll be comfortable for you month to month, right?
That's the lowest you can get. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Lovely. And then they'll just need a ballpark height and weight for you, Jeff. So go ahead with that.
Hold on a minute. I'm 170.
Okay, perfect. Should I round up, call it 6 foot?
No, I'm not 6 feet. No, I'm 5'9".
Gotcha. 5'9", 170, perfect. And then that way Mutuals of Omaha can send the policy packet out to you. What's a good mailing address to put on file? Okay, perfect. And then is this the best number to reach out in the future, Jeff? Do you receive text at this number? Got it. And then what's a good email address for you? Alrighty. Perfect, perfect. And then what I'll have you do, Jeff, I'll just have you grab a pen and paper. I'll have you write down the policy information, and then I'll give you my credentials as well.
Sure, okay. What is it?
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Alrighty, it's going to be Mutuals of Omaha. That's going to be the carrier for you. And then we're going to be applying for the full $10,000 of whole life coverage.
Uh-huh.
And then did you want to make it $20,000 with the accidental?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll have you write that down as well. It's going to be an additional $10,000 of accidental coverage.
Uh-huh.
And this is going to be coming in at $70.94 a month.
Oh, $70.94. Okay.
Yes, sir. And then I'm going to be your agent moving forward, so I'm going to give you my information. My name is Cole. That's C-O-L-E. And then I kind of have a weird last name. It's Tuthill, like the Egyptian mummy. And that's T-U-T-H-I-L-L.
Okay.
And then right now I'm calling you on the work line, so I'm going to give you my personal. I'm going to give you my license number as well. Just let me know when you're ready for that.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's going to be 215-453-74.
Okay.
Lovely. And then the way that they're able to get you approved over the phone without sending a doctor out to your house, you know, anything crazy like that, is they just run your medical records to the Medical Information Bureau, and then all the information is tied to your social. So go ahead with your social, Jeff. Perfect. And then I just wanted to make sure you didn't have any health conditions whatsoever, no like stents, heart attacks, strokes?
No.
Okay, awesome. What's your secret to staying so healthy?
Try to eat healthy, exercise.
Keep it simple, right?
Right.
There you go, there you go. Awesome. And then they will have a verification code that they're going to send your phone number. They're going to send it from an 844 number over text. Just let me know when you got that here, Jeff.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like they just sent it out. And it'll have a link for you to open the application, and then it'll have you type in your last four. Did you get that text there, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm not at home. Wi-Fi here, so.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, it'll be from an 844 number. Just let me know when you see that. Did you see that text go through?
Okay.
Did you see that text go through, Jeff? Let's see if that went through on my end here. Okay.
Yeah, I was signed already.
Perfect. All right. Looks like that just went through here. And then they may have a couple more health questions. Do you have any, like, DUIs or DWIs on your record or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And you said that you were born and raised in Maryland, right?
Yes.
Okay. Lovely. Do you have an active driver's license?
No.
Okay. You don't?
No, I don't drive.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds good. And then we will be able to know shortly if you have been approved at the first part in the application. So just kind of bear with me while I fill out the rest of this information for you. And then we're going to be applying for that $10,000 to fully take care of that burial. Did you have a good Christmas?
It was okay. How were you?
It was good. Thanks for asking. Just spent some time with, you know, the loved ones. Had a good time. Did you do the same?
It was okay.
Okay. Awesome. Glad to hear it. Awesome. And then they will have a couple more health questions here, Jeff. You know, they just want to make sure that you are medically eligible and those sort of like COPD, paralysis, any Alzheimer's or dementia.
No, I don't know that they're stuck.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. No, like diabetes, hepatitis C, emphysema?
No.
Oh, goodness. Awesome. Awesome. Never had like a heart attack, a stroke, any sort of heat flashes in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I think I can answer those. No, you sound very healthy over the phone, so I figured.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Perfect. And then what we're going to do next is we're going to put the beneficiaries on file to receive the $10,000 completely tax-free. So who did you want to put to receive this money, Jeff?
My wife's mother, M-A-R-I-N.
Okay. And same last name?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I'll just have you spell that out for me one more time. That was Hubbard, correct?
Yeah, she goes by Smith Hubbard.
Oh, Smith Hubbard. Okay. Smith Hubbard. Lovely, and you said that's your spouse?
Right.
Okay. Awesome. And her first name, that was M-A-R-R-Y-I-N?
M-A-R-R-L-Y-N. Marilyn. Like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe. Gotcha. M-A-R-R-I-L-Y-N.
M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. Juan.
Okay. Perfect. And did you want to list anybody else other than Miss Marilyn?
No.
Okay. Awesome. So she's going to be the main beneficiary, but we do have to put somebody else as a backup just in case Miss Marilyn couldn't claim the money. So who did you want to put as a backup on file?
My son, Kirk, K-R-K.
Okay, perfect. Mr. Kirk, and then his last name?
Smith.
Okay, awesome. And what's your relationship with Kirk?
It's my son.
Okay, it's your son. Okay, perfect. And then they will need the phone numbers. That way they can reach out, you know, if something were to happen. So what's a good phone number for Miss Marilyn and then a good phone number for Mr. Kirk? Okay, and then Mr. Kirk?
It'd be the same. That's his own landline.
Okay, perfect. Great. So just a... Alrighty. And then do you receive any, like, Social Security benefits, anything like that, boss?
No.
Okay. Lovely. So you're still working?
Yes.
Oh, very cool. What do you do for work?
I'm working right now. Working in the hospital.
Oh, no kidding. I caught you at a good time then, huh?
My break may be over.
No worries. Well, we're just about done here. And then since the New Year's rates are going up, we'll have the policy start, you know, on the New Year. That way you can do your bill in the beginning of the month. That's what most of my clients like to do. So who do you bank with?
Atlantic Financial Credit Union.
Okay, that was Atlantic Financial Credit Union?
Yes, AFFCU.
Okay, perfect. And did you open that account there in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So they're going to be a preferred vendor. There won't be any transactional fees, anything like that when they go to start the policy. And I'm seeing that routing number for Atlantic Financial start with 252. I'll just have you take out your mobile banking app just to confirm that routing number here.
Yes.
Starting with 252, just let me know when you see that.
Oh, I thought you said.
And then, do you get paid to a checking or a savings account?
Checkings.
Okay, perfect. So we'll put the checkings account on file and then the corresponding account number.
Yes.
And then that corresponding account number, Mr. Hubbard. Is that correct?
Right.
Perfect. And that's the checking account number?
Yes.
Okay. Lovely. And then what we'll do since the first happens to be on a Thursday is we'll have it start this Friday, which is going to be the second. So what I'll have you do is I'll have you grab a pen and paper, and I'll have you write down the effective date as January 2nd, 2026. That's when they're going to start your policy.
Okay.
Awesome. So let me just verify this information here, and then it'll be the second of every month moving forward, and you'll have the $70 in your account this Friday when they go to start the policy.
I get paid Friday, yes.
Oh, you get paid on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. So what I'll do is I'll have them start it on Monday. That way you can get paid this Friday, and then they'll draft it a couple days after, all right?
Okay, so do I get a review period?
What'd you say, boss? You kind of broke up there.
Do I get a review period? Do I get a chance to review it and make sure, you know, I understand it, read everything? I like to see everything in front of me.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'll do for you is I'll send you a PDF of the application when we're done here today, and then They are going to mail it. It usually takes about a week. And since it is day one coverage, most people like to start it as soon as they can, you know, because they want that protection as soon as possible. So I'll send it over in a PDF, and then you'll be getting it in the mail shortly.
Right. But do I still get a review period?
Sorry, I can't hear you that well, Jeff.
Do I get a review period? Do I get a chance to look at the policy, and then if it's something that I don't agree with, I can call you back, let you know it might be a problem?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll set it to start on the 5th. I'll send you over all the information. You can fully look through it, and then if you want to make any changes or any updates, just give me a text or a call, and I'll make sure to withdraw or change the policy for you.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So with that being said, instead of the 2nd, we'll just have it be the 5th of every month. So I'll have you write that down as well.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then they will have one more signature for you, boss. This is just going to be the last one to lock in all your information. And then it should be good to go. So just let me know when you get it here.
Okay, so now you change the date to the 5th. So if I need to change the date, I can change it.
Yeah, you can change the date. You'll have to call me because Mutuals Omaha will need you on the phone to change the draft date. It's best if we can just set a really good one now. That way, you know, we never have to change it. So would the 5th of every month be a good day for them to take out that $70? Mm-hmm.
The first of the month, all the bills come, the mortgage, everything comes the first of the month. It'd be better if you do the middle of the month.
Okay, the middle of the month, right after you pay all those bills?
Correct. I was thinking that you said that you had yet to start off the first of the month, but then you can change it.
We can't hear. Let me see. So the way it works with the draft dates is you just have to have a draft, you know, once every 30 days. So what we can do is, let me see if I can change that date for you. Yeah, so right now we're having it start on the 5th, and then it is supposed to come out on the 5th of every month after. You know, that way, like, there's no overlap between you getting paid, and it's kind of in the middle there. So would the 5th be a good day for you?
The 5th is still the first of the month. It's okay right now, but I'm kind of guaranteed that I might have to change it. Like I said, all the bills come the first of the month. When I say the first of the month, that's that first paycheck. That's like that 2-week period. So it'd be better, like, after the 15th, like when I get my second check, because then it's not that much on it. Right now, the first check has basically all the bills coming at me as a person a month.
Okay, sure thing. So you normally get paid on the 15th?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do for you is we'll have the reoccurring draft date. We'll have it be on the 19th for you. That way you can get all your rent stuff, you know, out of the way at the start. And then they'll draft it on the 19th towards the end of the month. Okay?
Okay. All right. So we got to tie this up because I got to go.
Okay. No worries. They'll just have one last signature for you. So we're still going to have it start on the 5th, and then they'll draft it on the 19th every month after that. Does that still make
sense? The 19th in February.
It's right. That's right. The 19th won't be until February.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Sounds good. And then they'll just have one more signature here. Just let me know when you see it. And it'll be to your cell phone one more time. Okay, they just signed it.
Where's the signature? Hey, is that another page, or is that where I was before?
It's going to send you a new link. It'll be from that same 844 number.
Okay, all it's telling me to do is view application.
Okay.
It's telling me thank you for submitting your application.
Okay. Perfect, and then I'm just signing in on my end here.
Process is now complete. You may close the browser and exit.
Okay. Let's see if that went through here on my end, Jeff. Okay, great. And then they should be able to give me a policy number here for you.
Okay, what?
Yeah, I'm just wrapping up the rest of this information, and then I'll be able to wrap this up for you, boss. And I know you're at work right now, so I'm trying to finish this for you. Signatures. Okay, and you said that you signed it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Just make sure everything's good to go here. Okay, awesome. So do you still have that pen and paper real quick? I should be able to give you a policy number. Okay, awesome. It's just loading right now, and that should be good to go. Okay, it looks like it wasn't able to accept your signature, so it's going to send you one more invitation. There we go. That was just your text there, Jeff. And then did you click submit on that new link they sent you?
I'm looking at it now.
Okay, perfect. Just let me know when you click submit, Mr. Hubbard, and it should be good to go. Okay, perfect. And then they should be able to give you a policy number real quick. Just kind of stand by here. See if they're able to give you a policy number. Sometimes it can take anywhere from 24 to 48 hours for them to give you a policy number, sometimes not. Okay, so good news, Jess, you have been fully approved for the $10,000. It will be completely tax-free to Miss Marilyn. You know, God forbid if something were to happen, and then we have Kirk, your son, as a backup on file. The policy is going to start on the 5th, so, you know, make sure there's money in the account when they go to draft it, and then what I'll do is I'll text you over that PDF right now. You know, you can fully look everything before you get it in the mail, and then everything should be good to go come the 5th. Does all that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, lovely. And then do you have any questions before I let you go?
Nope, I gotta go. All right, thank you so much.
Perfect. I'll give you a call on the 8th just to make sure everything goes through smoothly and then to make sure you got that policy packet as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sounds good, boss. God bless.
Thank you.